Well, I mean, is he 100% certain that he's done? And it's not unusual, guys, that players don't play and then it takes a long time for them to announce their retirement. What's unusual, again, is the money that is involved here and a player of this magnitude, the stature of Dustin Byfuglien. That's what makes it strange. Look, I mean, obviously Dustin Byfuglien didn't feel healthy enough to report to camp back in September. He didn't feel healthy enough to come back. He felt that it was in his best interest to seek outside help to perform the surgical procedure on his ankle. And my understanding is that even though initially it seemed like the rehabilitation on that ankle was going well, and you guys remember, what was it, a month ago, we reported that, you know, the next step in his recovery was getting on the ice. Well, I don't believe he ever got back onto the ice. And I think that rehab has been a struggle for Dustin Byfuglien. But, you know, in saying that might help appreciate and understand why he would be interested in a mutual agreement of termination. But maybe he's not 100% sold on the idea of retirement and throwing in the towel officially. That may be the end result. And maybe that happens sooner than later. I don't have the information to say one way or another. But this gives him full freedom. He's never going to recoup the $14 million. But if he, you know, gets a second win and wants to really aggressively get into rehab, well, maybe he can do that. And maybe he can return as early as next season with another club.